Your favorite band's about to play a sold-out show. You got in.
Over here.
With a friend. And found a spot close enough to see the set list. They're definitely playing your song. When you're with Amex, it's not if it's going to happen, but when. American Express. Don't live life without it.
Dr. Trudy Fleer here with the 5G Home Recovery Podcast. Let's discuss a very real existential threat to internet speed. It's a big one. Ready? T-Mobile Home Internet. It lags. Ugh. Now, what is lag? Lag is a delay in data being transmitted across the internet. For example, you're hitting that hot drop, the parachute cuts out, you've got an unsuspecting bot in your sights, and lag! You were actually eliminated 10 seconds ago. Nobody deserves that. So stop letting T-Mobile Home Internet ruin everything and switch to Xfinity. Learn more at xfinity.com/T-MoFacts.
For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use Deep Cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Today, let's listen in on a conversation between Mrs. Robert D. Buckelew of Montclair, New Jersey, and a friend. Mrs. Buckelew is talking about an amazing wash day discovery she made the other day. Listen.
Why, if I hadn't seen it with my own eyes, I wouldn't have believed it. Imagine dirty wash water coming out of clothes I thought were clean.
Where was this?
Well, at a washing demonstration the other day, they used my clean clothes. At least I thought they were clean, because I had just washed them with a leading suds the way you told me. Then they washed those clothes over again, this time with deep cleaning Oxidol. You should have seen the dirty wash water come out of those clothes I thought were clean. That dirty wash water showed me Oxidol really can get out the gray dirt left in clothes by those shortcut suds.
Isn't that interesting? I'm going to try deep cleaning Oxidol myself.
Yes, ladies, deep cleaning Oxidol is worth trying because it reaches deep down into fabrics and washes out the gray dirt left in clothes by the leading wash day suds. A leading shortcut suit. The next wash day, try this yourself. Use deep cleaning Oxidol and see how much dirt Oxidol can get out of your clothes. And most important of all, see what Oxidol does for your clothes. When you use deep cleaning Oxidol, your clothes look white and bright. Your clothes feel soft and fluffy. Clothes smell sweet, too. Yes, your clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with deep cleaning Oxidol. Yet, Oxidol is truly safe. Deep clean clothes stay brighter, new looking longer. So don't wash clothes with suds that leave dirt in. To get clothes deep clean, sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Ask your dealer for Oxidol today. Now, for Ma Perkins. Well, the cousins have been victorious all down the line. They've driven Shuffle and Willie and Evie away from Ma. Cousin Ed and Cousin Sylvester have taken Shuffle's and Willie's jobs. And now they've even swindled Willie and Evie out of their life savings. Only one thing is left, their great plot against Faye, to make Faye fall in love with Sylvester, so Sylvester can get his hands on Faye's inheritance. So we'll join Faye and Sylvester in just a few minutes on their date. But first, let's join Ma. It's after 11 o'clock at night, and Ma, alone in the kitchen, hears, well,
Jim, you think there is? It's so late. Oh, maybe Faye, maybe I put the door on the hook. Coming! That's you, Faye.
Hey, Ma.
Isn't Sylvester Sheffer? Sheffer? Is the door on the hook? Come in, Sheffer.
Evening, Ma. Didn't know you were still up. Seemed to like, or I figured maybe you was leaving for the kids.
I was just in the kitchen. Oh, you should have come straight in. How are you, Sheffer?
Oh, fine.
Yeah, it's a special thing to know.
No. I had me that car, and I had nothing else to do.
Oh.
Figured I'd drive over to Rushville Center. Sure, I ain't keeping you up, Ma. It's near 11 o'clock.
Now that you're here, it ain't late no more. Where would you like to sit? Inside or out in the porch?
You mind sitting on the porch? Always did enjoy sitting on Ma Perkins' porch.
Well, let's do that then, dear. You say you bought the car, Cecil? Anyway, ain't tonight Marietta's day off, night off?
No, I didn't buy it, Ma. I'm giving it back to the feller in the morning. It's a fine car, but me and Marietta have decided against it.
You and Marietta. That's sweet, Cecil. Now, sit down.
Yeah, after you, Ma. And as for Marietta's day off, night off, well, stands to reason. Just a young girl, she ought to meet younger people.
Oh. Marietta went out with a young man tonight? Young folks going out. So after a while, you got to feeling a little lonesome. And so you went for a ride, and you come to see me. I'm glad you're here, sir. After midnight, I go in the kitchen and bring out some ice cream.
Say, out with Sylvester tonight? No, I'm sorry I asked, Ma. It ain't really none of my business. Let me tell you about Marietta and her new young man.
Same, Sylvester. They went someplace tonight. Sylvester's thinking about buying a new car, too. Oh, I do want to hear about Marietta's young man. Is he nice? Did he call for her and you met him?
Oh, don't like that at all. I was showing Marietta the car out in the street, and this officer walked over, policeman. I seen him around since I moved there. Big, nice-looking young fella. Even bigger than Sylvester. Well, anyhow, he walked over to where me and Marietta's looking at the car, and he falls into a conversation. And it kind of comes out the boy seen Marietta come and go, and he kind of, well, he'd like to get acquainted. So it ain't that they went no place. They're just sitting up there in the park. He got off duty at 8:00. And since two's company, three's a crowd, well, I come over here. Wiggin.
Oh, that's nice, Ethel. Marietta is a dear. Wiggin.
His name. Officer Wiggin.
Oh.
He was in the Marines during the war. Got wounded, too, I believe. Grew up and lived in Middleborough all his life. Real bashful type of boy. Kind of looks like he's scared of the world every time he looks at Marietta.
Can't be too scared if he's on the police force.
And also a Marine.
Oh, yes.
So, Mo, what's new in Rushville Center? Will he find himself a job yet?
No, he ain't, Jesse. Banker Pendleton asked me if Willie was going into a new business. I could sort of gather that Willie made a big withdrawal from the bank. Anyhow, was talking about a big withdrawal.
Oh, tarnation. That boy ought to go back to work where he belongs. Did you say Sylvester's buying himself a new car?
Well, Sylvester was here tonight with the car. You know, one that they give for demonstrating.
So Willie takes money out of the bank, and a day or two later, Sylvester P. Hammaker's buying a new car. Oh, don't that add up?
What? Shuffle. We've been thinking such a thought. Oh, Shuffle, I asked Sylvester. The only reason I did is because he's such a good friend of both Willie and Evie. Sylvester said no.
He said no, Ma. But sure, what else would he say? What if he's lying? You mean you don't believe the cousins would tell you lies, Ma?
To meet his boy, Shuffle? Tell us home, cousin. Tell me straight out, barefaced lies.
Okay, Ma. Maybe we ought to go get that iced tea now. Maybe when I come over, it shouldn't be for sitting on your porch and talking. Maybe it should be for just sitting. Because about the cousins, we can't talk, Ma.
Now our scene changes. Faye and Sylvester have gone out to Sylvester's favorite place, that country club where Faye is a member. Sylvester doesn't breathe this to a soul, but he never even saw a country club until innocent Faye invited him there one night. But of course now Sylvester is very much at home at Faye's club.
Well, right now they've wandered out on the pier.
The boards feel wet to the touch, little lady, or I'd invite you to sit down. The night dew, I presume.
Yes, I guess so.
You seem very pensive tonight, little lady. Not your usual cheerful self.
I'm afraid that's right, Sylvester. I've been sort of... Oh, I don't know.
Well, not my doing, I hope.
Oh, I've been coming to this place for so many years now. I was never a member, you know, until I married Paul. And after he died, I decided to keep the membership in case Paulette ever wanted to come here. And so I was thinking how everything changes.
Oh, my, those are certainly very deep and very wonderful thoughts, Cousin Faye. I was under the impression you liked coming here with me, Cousin Faye. But if the contrary happens to be the case, why...
No, no, you hardly figure in it at all. I just... Well, there, that's not very polite either, is it? Oh, I'm sorry, Sylvester. Guess I'm just getting to be the brooding type. Sort of an old maid.
Well, I hope you don't really mean that, Cousin Faye. Perhaps it's no secret that I had hopes otherwise, Cousin Faye.
No, I guess it was no secret. Sylvester, let's not talk about that now. I wonder if you'd do me a favor.
Well, sure.
It isn't really a very nice favor. I don't want you to ask any questions of Willie and Evie, but if they ever mention anything to you about their business deal, I wonder if you could see your way clear to telling me about it. Of course, if they tell you not to, you mustn't, but... Oh, golly, when Evie's in a certain frame of mind, she can be so silly. And I do want to help her.
Say, whenever I hear anything, I promise I'll tell nobody else before I tell you.
Thank you very much.
And now, can we please talk about us again, Cousin Faye?
Us? What do you want to talk about, Cousin Faye?
About what I asked you a week ago, you know, going steady about the future.
I haven't made up my mind yet about the future.
Cousin Faye, a fellow's not made of iron. A fella can go on just so long. You're a grown woman. You ought to know the score.
I beg your pardon. I don't know what you mean, you're not made of iron. But if you mean what I think you mean, I certainly hope you don't mean it.
You know what? I think I've been patient with you too long. I think what you need is a man who really knows his own mind.
Why, I need no such thing.
No?
Don't do that. Sylvester, this isn't you. Sylvester!
Have you tried it yet? The amazing Oxidol all America is talking about? It's deep cleaning Oxidol, and it means a sparkling clean wash for you. You can see how clean and white deep cleaning Oxidol washes your clothes. You can feel how soft and fluffy clothes are. You can even smell how sweet clothes are. Yes, clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with deep cleaning Oxidol. Oxidol reaches deep down into fibers for grimy dirt, loosens dirt, and floats it away. So for a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, get deep cleaning Oxidol at your dealers now. In the same familiar Oxidol package. And has Sylvester made his first mistake? Will Faye suddenly see him for what he really is? Well, our story takes an unexpected twist on Monday. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again Monday to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station. For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out.
The pandemic has been hard on all our kids. New studies show more than 1 in 3 children who started school in the pandemic now need intensive reading help. That's right. Millions of kids in kindergarten through third grade in the United States cannot read at grade level. Here's the good news. Your child can be reading in just 30 days, guaranteed, with Hooked on Phonics. Even if your child has been struggling, Hooked on Phonics will teach your child to read in just 30 days, guaranteed. And right now, you can get started for just $1. Text the word GRADE to 323232 right now. Hooked on Phonics is highly effective and incredibly fun, and everything can be done right from home and in less than 20 minutes a day. For more than 30 years, Hooked on Phonics has been the proven learn-to-read program that kids love to use. Text GRADE to 323232 and teach your child to read in just 30 days, guaranteed. Text GRADE to 323232 right now and get started for just $1. Text GRADE to 323232 now. Text GRADE to 323232.
When you shop at a Walmart Vision Center, you get it. You know that you'll spend a little less on stylish glasses for the whole family.
Welcome to the Vision Center. Let me know if you need help finding the perfect frames.
Hey, Mom, you were right. These glasses are cool.
Hon, they take our insurance. That means Papa's getting a new pair, too.
Whoa, glasses start at just $39. Next stop, groceries.
So you can get a little more of what you need. Find a Vision Center near you. Save money, live better. Walmart.